I grew up in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
What was that like for you? It must be very different to Tennant Creek. What was that like growing up?
Well, it was when I was growing up there, it was only 2 minutes away from farmland. But now it's all subdivisions and housing estates, and yeah, but it's vastly different from Tennant Creek and the Barkly.
So, did you live on farmland?
No. No, I just grew up in the suburb.
Did you go to the farmlands, or you know, as a child, or what did you get up to as a child?
I did a lot of running. I was in Victorian schoolboys, and I was heavily involved in adventurers and scouts.
So, what were you like at school? What sort of stereotype did you fit into?
I was trying to pursue what we were supposed to do in those days of, you know, math science, but that didn't work out. So it was more of an accounting and behavioural type subjects.
Why did you move to Tennant Creek?
I moved here from rural New South Wales 9 years ago. I moved up here because I was working with at-risk young people, three kids, on a farm down in rural New South Wales, and we were getting more and more Indigenous young people. And my thinking at the time was those young people, their families should be helping them as part of Indigenous culture, but it was the families who were causing the problem. So I decided I need to see more traditional Indigenous culture, and that's when I moved up here.
So what part of New South Wales was that?
It was in Sutton Forest.
So that's got a high Indigenous population there, or?
Oh, no. I worked on a farm that worked with at-risk young people from all over New South Wales.
So okay.
There was a lot of young people from... Indigenous young people from Campbelltown, Wollongong, Narraway.
So what do you do like to do to unwind at the end of a long day?
I like running and swimming. That's my not only my physical fitness, but my mental fitness. So
you've kept up with that. You mentioned you used to do that as a kid. So you,
yes, I started a senior football team about 3 years ago, so that's very important to the town as well. It's a lot of young people. It was started for health and fitness, and so young people had a progression from a junior team into a senior team.
What type of footy?
AFL.
Who do you support at a national level?
The Saints.
St Kilda?
Yep.
Do you follow the other codes as well?
Not as much as AFL.
I suppose growing up in Melbourne, AFL sort of ingrained into you. In Tennant Creek, AFL is the big sport there as well. Do you find that that's a sport that kids want to play, or is rugby league sort of feature as well?
No, it's mainly AFL. Even there's a with Stronger Sisters from the high school, they've even got a girls team and girls league. So yeah, it's not only young fellas, it's young women as well.
So what's it like for people who do support rugby league? Do they, because Tennant Creek attracts people from all over Australia, is there any closet rugby league fans?
State of Origin is huge in town, especially the rivalry between New South Wales and Queensland supporters. There has been in the past a little bit of junior competition and travelling in the NT to play games.
So who do you support when it comes to State of Origin? Anyone?
New South Wales.
New South Wales. Is that because you spent a bit of time there?
Yes.
And can you cook, Stuart Wiley?
Yes, I can.
What's your specialty?
Because I've been brought up doing residential, or not brought up, but been working in residential care, I tend to bulk cook, so it's just about anything that young people want. But we're trying to encourage Indigenous young people to, like, do basics that's got meat and vegetables, so like one-pot meals and things like that.
Stews and casseroles and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And who is your political hero?
That's a very, very interesting. I haven't even thought about that. No.
This is the first time you've run for a political seat. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, have you always been interested in politics?
Yes, I have. When I was in America, I used to work with young people in the youth in government program, and that was for about writing policies and youth justice and things like that. So, the young people were actually writing policies in the capital of Texas, not Fort Worth, San Antonio.
So how long were you in America for? Have you travelled much?
Off and on for about 10 years.
Oh, okay.
I worked with again, at-risk young people were in Katy, Texas was the last place I was in.
Have you been able to travel to different countries as well?
Yeah, I've been to Japan, Belize, Mexico, New Zealand. But that's now, since I've come back to Australia, I've travelled more extensively in Australia.
You'd rather stay at home.
Yep.
And what type of music do you like to listen to?
Probably my American influence being in Texas is country and western.
And is that the song you've chosen today? I've asked you to pick a song that we can play on the radio for you.
Yeah, it would be We Shall Be Free by Garth Brooks.
And why did you pick that one?
It's talking about everyone being equal. It's an uplifting song that talks about everyone being equal and you can have your own opinions and you have to have faith in yourself and be strong.